Although this topic is a very large one and a very involved one and a difficult one, I'd like to go through some inyanim of chalomos, of dreams. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, on Daf Lamed, that someone was mitztayer over money that his father had left him, and his father was nifter, and he had a chalom telling him where the money was and how much money there was, and that it is Meiser Sheni money, and he can't use it for anything that he wants. It's bound by the dinim of Meiser Sheni. So the Gemara says there very clearly, Divrei Chalomos lo malim v'lo moridin, and that he's allowed to take the money, use it for whatever he wants. We don't deal with Divrei Chalomos. The Chidushi Haran says that this is in spite of the fact that the dream was machaving to the MS in terms of how much money, where the money was. You don't have to be garis the fact that it was Meiser Sheni money. He proves from here that a chalom is not capable of assering anything that would have been mutter otherwise. It doesn't asser divrei chalomos lo malim v'lo moridin. But then he asks from a Gemara in Nedarim on Daf Ches that if a person has a chalom that he was put into cherem, that someone in his chalom put him into cherem, put him into nidui. The Gemara says you need a minion of people, and then choshev of people, the Gemara says, to be matter him from that nidui. So the Ran is bothered. L'chaira, we see that a chalom does make a nafkamina to our olam hazeh. And zok the Ran, that's different, because by a nidui, we're choshesh that the person who was in the chalom, who put him into nidui, was doing it b'shlichus of Hashem. And therefore, you need bedafka 10 people, a minion of people that would trigger the shechina to be with them to provide the heter. So the Ran is saying there it's different because it could be min shamayim niduhu. It could be that this dream is giving over a message as to what's going on in Shamayim, that Shamayim was menada this person for whatever reason, and he needs a heter. But for any other din, divrei chalomos ubilo malin v'lo moridin, the Ran speaks out if a person, let's say, would make a neder, he would say, this thing is usher to me in a chalom, that would be not to be dealt with. That's the Ran. The Tashbetz in Chelek Beisim and Kuf Chav Ches has a slightly different approach. He's miyashev this stira between the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Gemara in Nedarim. He says, really, it's a stira in Psukim, which really the Gemara deals with in Brochus. One pasuk sounds like a chalomos shavi daberu. The chalomos are not to be dealt with. Otherwise, it says by nevuah b'chalom adaber boy, that by a regular navi, it's a chalom type of a nevuah. And the Gemara in Brachas deals with this and asks this as a stira, and says kan aydei malach, kan aydei shade. It depends if the chalom came aydei a malach or a shade. So some chalomos are valid, some are not. Says the Tashbetz, then it's a suffix. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin was dealing with the Davar Shebemamon. This money was in his chazak, he just didn't know where it was. It was in his chazaka before the chalom, so the chalom can't be motzi momem necheskoso, it's a suffix that maybe the chalom was ayidei amalach. But a vada, someone who gets a nidui b'chalom, so he's a suffix menuda, and a person who is bound by a cherem, he can't wash his clothes, he can't take a haircut, he has different halachis, and memela, there he has to go l'chumra, and it requires a heter. So he's dealing with more, seems to be a machlokes here between the Ran and the Tashbetz, but according to the Tashbetz, it will be a straightforward suffix, and it would depend on the context of the case. Now, how does the interpretation, the pisron of a chalom, come into play with these different types of chalomos? Really, the role of pisron, if any, would depend on what type of chalom says the Marsha in Brachas, on Daf Nun Hamid Beis. The Marsha says that there are really three types of chalomos. There is one that he calls Aidei Shedim, one Aidei Mareches Hashamayim, which is somewhere in between Shedim and Malachim, and then Aidei Malach. So the Marsha says like this. The Marsha says, if there can be a chalom that could equally have a pisron l'tova or l'ra'a, it could go either way equally. And the chalom, if it is interpreted, will go according to the interpretation. But if it's not interpreted, nothing will happen. Bein l'ra'a, bein l'tov. That's ayidei shade. That is a type of a chalom that you don't need to be concerned about, because if as long as it's not interpreted either way, it is not going to come true whatsoever. There won't be any result of that chalom. A second type of a chalom is a chalom that has a pisron that's karov la'amiti. It's not absolutely MS, but it's more karov la'amiti than the other side of any other interpretation. And if an interpretation is made, it will be mekuyim according to that interpretation. But and the mele could change ayidei the pisron. In other words, if the pisron is not like the pisron that's karav lamiti, it will be like that. The Marsha says that an example of a chalom like this, which is ayidei mareches hashamayim, as he says, would be the chalomos of the two srisei paro at the end of the parsha. Their chalom was amiti about the asid, and it was totally on the pisron of that chalom. That would be an example of this middle stage chalom. The third type of a chalom, ayidei malach, is a chalom that only has one pisron amiti, which is unchanged. It can't be interpreted in a way which would give it a different outcome. And that would be the chalom of Yosef HaTzadik. The chalom of Yosef HaTzadik was absolute. There was an exact pisron, and it could not be changed ayidei any pisron. It's interesting, Marsha ends off, that even such a chalom could be nishtane ayidei tzedakah u'maisim tovim. In other words, even if there would be a pisron, amiti, chas v'shalom l'ra, but even though a pisron l'tov won't help it, but tshuv and maisim tovim would. And this is why he says that some people are misaneh, they have a tainis for some of their chalomos because of this possibility that this tzedakah u'maisim tovim would take care of any possible bad outcome due to an emistika chalom. Just to end off with something on the parsha in general, the friction between Yehuda and Yosef, which continues for the next couple parshios, of course is reflected later on in history with the split in the Malchus between Rechavam, Shlomo HaMelech's son, and Yeravam ben Nevat, who comes from Shevet Yosef. And this comes up even much later in history, Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef. There are two kochos of Malchus in Yisrael, even though Mashiach ben David will be the Iker. The Maral says in Netzach Yisrael, he says that all of the Shvatim are keneged the Evarim of an Adam. And Yehuda is keneged the Seichel, and Yosef is keneged the Lev. And this plays out in history, where Shevet Yehuda are shleimim with their seichel, and Shevet Yosef is the more sensitive and concerned in terms of midas hachesed. Perhaps this is what Yosef is really going to be mechadesh to Yehuda in when it comes parshas Vayigash, that even though Yehuda used his seichel to dan Yosef as a rodef, understandably so, with the Gevaldik HaSeichel of Yehuda, he understood that there was a danger in Yosef, which the Chazal already hint to. Hinei Baal HaChalomos HaLozeh Bo. The Chazal say that the Avodi Zorah of the Baal could come from Shevet Yosef. But Yosef was machadesh eventually to Yehuda that he didn't have the proper sensitivity to his father's tzar, and he proved that by putting Yehuda in the position when Binyamin was taken to have him admit ki eich ele alavi b'hanari inenu iti, how could I face the tzar of my father? Yosef was able to get Yehuda to that point where he realized that his seichel, as great as it was slightly flawed and not balanced properly by his feelings for the tzar of Yaakov. And this is a continuous challenge, that a person has to always find a balance between his seichel and his emotions. David HaMelech from Yehuda, also with Bathsheba, perhaps on his Madrega, certainly his Seichel told him that this was supposed to be done, that Hashem was being merames to him that this should be done. And he had kavanos that this would be the child that he would have from Bathsheba, would be the Mashiach and be b'nei the bayis. But still, there was a lack of sensitivity in terms of Uriah, Bathsheba's previous husband, who she planned to go back to. There may have been a lack of sensitivity there, as Nasan Hanavi points out to David. Again, we see this danger of as strong as a seichel should be, but it still has to be tamed and slightly controlled by the proper emotions. The opposite is certainly true. Emotions that are left unguided by the seichel are even more dangerous. An example of this would be the Avera of Bamos, which affected Klal Yisrael for hundreds and hundreds of years in the Bayis Rishon. The Nitziv explains that a Bama, which was a private Mizbeach, the people wanted the Korva to Hashem, and they wanted the immediate gratification of that Korva to Hashem. Their emotions got the better of them to bring a carbon on demand, because they felt this need to have a Korva to Hashem, which is what a carbon brings, and it made them overlook the fact that it was an Isser, Bizman HaBayis. The only Melech who could get rid of Bamos was Chizkiyahu HaMelech from Yehuda. And the way Chizkiyahu HaMelech got rid of Bamos, suggests the Nitziv, is through Chizkiyahu being the biggest Marbitz Torah in Klal Yisrael, and telling them that through using their Seichel for Torah, they can get immediate Korva LaHashem. They don't need to be Iver and Aveira for that Korva, which obviously wouldn't bring them Korva if it was an Aveira. But their thought, their yearning for an immediate on-demand Korva, Chizkiyahu HaMelech was mechadish to them, Zok Nitziv, is right in front of their Gemara. Right with their Gemara, they can get that immediate Korva. Using the Seichel of a person for Torah is the Iker. It has to be tamed with the sensitivity of doing chesed with people. We find Izevel, Malchus Yisrael, which is named after, it started with Ephraim from Yosef, Yeravim ben Nevat. We find that Izevel was Gomel Chesed to Chasan and Kala. So you always have these two things going on throughout history. Our job is obviously to use our Seichel for Torah, but never to lose sight of the Lev being an integral part of doing Chasodim and having the sensitivity for people, at the same time not infringing on misusing our Seichel and misjudging things because of our emotions. Have a wonderful Shabbos.